Chapter 3. At Oxford, Stein was my tutor. For those unfamiliar with the tutorial system, it works like this. A student at university acquires his education by attending lectures and seminars given by dons. Attendance is voluntary. Theoretically, you could duck every lecture, as some did, myself amongst them, passing the hours playing croquet on the lawns behind Magdalen, my college, and still graduate with a first. But you must be examined and demonstrate mastery of the material. To assist the student in this, the university assigns him a tutor. Tutors are usually shaggy, ill-groomed junior dons who smoke and drink to excess and never leave their rooms except for illicit sexual liaisons or to replenish their stocks of tobacco and spirits. A good tutor can make one's college experience a revolutionary passage, to life as well as to literature. A bad one can make it misery. The college provides accommodations for each tutor, usually in double suites with another tutor. Stein's rooms were actually at Trinity College, where he was pursuing his own doctorate, with a kitchen and bath WC, two sleeping rooms, and a sitting room between. The latter was invariably a hellhole, overheated in winter to a point barely shy of combustion, and knee-deep in texts, papers, and the usual detritus of the academic life. I loved Stein's sitting room. It was the first home I'd had since my mother died. I went up to Oxford because of Stein. His letters and testimonials got me in. Stein had 8 or 9 other pupils, among whom was Alan Jock McCall of Goldsby, Sutherland. Jock became my closest friend. In those days, to be an all-round fellow was the ideal. Jock was that, a crackwater miler, brilliant essayist, undergraduate editor of the Charwell in his second year, an unheard-of honour, though I abhorred his politics, which were thoroughly military and imperialist. Jock's sister Rose became my bride, to whom I have been blissfully wed for more than 30 years. But again, I'm getting ahead of my story. Stein was 5 years my senior. He was 24 when I arrived at Oxford, and already a published poet. Beyond his own studies in Milton...